This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. New year, new hobbies. And everything is better with Raycon wireless earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
One of our 100-day challenges is asking the American people to mask up for the first 100 days, the next 99 days.
Wait, we did this already. I'm lost.
Fact is that they're the single best thing we can do. They're even more important than the vaccines.
What? That makes no sense.
If you don't know the answer, don't guess. Just say you don't know the answer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Oh, my.
This is egregiously inappropriate behavior.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I've sort of given up trying to figure out what the basic sense of the reaction to a lot of this stuff will be.
I never cared whose feelings I hurt as long as it got a laugh.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome. And you'll be hearing that Chuck Schumer quote a lot throughout the course of the afternoon. I believe every talk show host has led with it since it happened. Just
Donald
a few short.
John Trump incited the erection.
What is it with this relationship between Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump? You know, it's kind of like he seems to have a crush or some kind of weird crush on Donald Trump, the way the editors of the Rolling Stone and the Boston Globe had on the Joker, Sarnieff, the tousle-haired boy.
All while raising their prices on prescription drugs.
There's another one. There's another weird guy. As long as we're there, though, there was another one that we just caught up with that he mentioned yesterday. This is Joe Biden. He's a whiz with numbers, you know. Cut number 8.
400,000 Americans have died. That's more than have died in all of World War II. 400,000. And this is a wartime undertaking.
More than all who have died in World War II? All? He was only off by 75 million. But hey, who's counting? 844-500-4242. And the other story that I find interesting today, it's in Breitbart, and Grace talked about this, and we're trying to reach out to the office of Congressman Bill Keating of the South Shore and Cape and the Islands District. Bill Keating, former House member in Massachusetts at the State House, former state senator, former district attorney of Norfolk County. And he's been a congressman now for a while. And as I just told Grace, he's collecting a state pension. He's a double dipper of $114,059 in addition to his congressional salary. Probably, I'm thinking it's closer to $185,000 now. But anyway, you saw the story about the National Guard troops who were forced to evacuate the Capitol on Thursday, and they were banished to parking garages. And according to Breitbart, allegedly after a Democrat congressman complained about one National Guard member not wearing a mask at a cafe in the building. And again, this is Breitbart, and the congressman and his spokesman are not returning calls from either the Howie Carr Show or the Boston Herald. Or Breitbart, for that matter. According to a source, Representative William Keating reported to the Capitol building authorities earlier in the day that a National Guardsman was seen in a Dunkin' Donuts without a mask on. We're not sure if this is in the Capitol itself, or if I don't even know you know, if there are Dunkin' Donuts in the Capitol, or it's in his office building. I think he's in the Longworth office building. After Keating commented out loud that masks were to be required to be worn at all times in a federal building, the National Guard member responded, "I appreciate my freedom," according to the source. National Guard commanders are now looking for the National Guard member, according to the source. Can someone say canceled if they find him? And Breitbart News reached out to Keating's press secretary but did not receive a response. And now it's being reported on Fox. When I just walked in, I saw it, that Senator Inhofe, who's a Republican from Oklahoma, he said it was a Capitol police officer who ordered the National Guard out of the buildings. And in D.C. right now, it's January. It's in the 40s. So they threw him into this garage, and there's no heat in the garage, obviously. It's just a regular standard-issue garage. And there's no Wi-Fi, so they can't amuse themselves. And probably worst of all, there's two toilets for all of these guys. So it's really inconvenient. And, you know, I'm sure some snowflakes out there that are listening or watching are saying, well, you know, they signed up for this. No, they signed up for duties involving the protection of society in one way or another. They didn't sign up to be part of insurrection theater, to be props in some kind of the world's worst reality TV show, the Chuck and Nancy and Dementia Joe show. No, absolutely. 844-500-4242. 774 says, good luck on Keating. We've been looking for him down here on the Cape for 3 years. 781, what's your saying, when the phone don't ring, it's Keating? I think the last time I saw Bill Keating was at a chowder judging contest in Hyannis. Boy, that was a while back, though. That was a long time ago.
Oh, I think that was in New Bedford. I remember that. Weren't you a judge in New Bedford?
I've been a judge in several chowder contests, but I think this one was at the Cape Cod Melody Tent.
Oh, okay.
In Hyannis, I think. That's a, you know, these guys go to Washington. You used to see them all the time, you know, at the State House or just on the street. And then they go to Washington, and you never see them again. And I never would have thought that Keating would do something like this. I was just telling Grace, he had some run-ins with the Bulgers. When he was running for the Senate president against Billy Bulger in 1994, his office at the State House was broken into. He thought that they actually tried to put a bug in his office. Somebody did. He didn't know who it was. And on election day, he went down to Norton, because that was in his district that really gerrymandered the district to try to beat him. And, you know, Norton is way down on the Rhode Island line. It's a long way from Sharon. And so he got there late in the day. And you know, just wanted to shake a few hands, stand out there for a little bit. And there were two guys with signs for his Republican opponent, a guy named Chris Lane, who'd been in before and then been defeated in the previous election. They were propping him up. And the one guy was one of Bulger's sons, Billy Bulger's sons. And the other guy was an old guy, pretty trim. And he kind of started screaming curses at the Keating, just horrible curses. And Keating took a while to figure out who it was, and he realized that's Whitey Bulger. This was right before Whitey Bulger went on the lam. And so Keating just kept hanging around, and then Whitey realized that Keating knew who he was, so he put the sign over his head, you know, up above him, so that Keating couldn't take a picture of him. So Keating just hung around for like 30 minutes or an hour waiting for Whitey to have to put the sign down, but he refused to, and it got dark, and finally Keating drove away. Keating was probably one of the last guys to be threatened by Bulger before he went on the lam. And now he's a double dipper, and he stands accused of doing something kind of rotten. 603, isn't Keating the same guy involved with an SNL debacle way back? No, that was the Keating Five. That was a guy who owned an SNL out in the West. It's the same last name, but it's different. 844-500-4242. 617, does Keating have to wear his mask 12 hours per day, or does he take it off as soon as he can? Again, if anybody knows Bill Keating or has his address, I looked it up in my book. I got his old address from when he was district, his old number from when he was district attorney. Again, like I said, you know, they go to Washington. There, you see him about as often as you saw Whitey Bulger before they picked him up in Santa Monica. They might as well be in the witness protection program. But we're looking for you, Bill. If you want to tell us what happened here, why didn't you just buy the guy a cup of coffee and a donut, a Boston cream? He just had his picture taken with him, too. It's up here. And he tweeted it out. Grateful for the opportunity today to thank some of the members of the Nation's First deployed to D.C. from Massachusetts. Thank you all the guardsmen and guardswomen from all 54 guards who have stepped away from family and work to protect the seat of our democracy. A job well done! Exclamation point.
See, what the National Guardsman should have said was, I'm celebrating my freedom. Then he would have been in the clear. That's under the rules.
It's a historic day. I thought about making that the poll question. Next time you get yelled at by a Karen for not having a mask, what are you going to say? It's a peaceful protest? I'm celebrating? Or it's a historic day? Could have been either one. All right. Every year, new year, all you hear is new year, new me. That usually means you'll be picking up better habits or trying new things. And if you do take up a new hobby, it's even better when you have amazing audio that will make the experience even better. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to net, or powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist in your ear, a pair of Raycons can make any activity easier and a better time. I'm trying to ride my bike every morning for a few miles, get a little exercise, get a little fresh air. I put the Raycons in, listen to some of my favorite classic rock albums, the Rolling Stones, Little Feat, the Kinks, etc., etc. And it just makes the time go faster, and it makes it more pleasurable listening to the great songs. And I'm not bothering anybody. And if someone's got a pair of Raycon earbuds coming past me on the bike or walking along, they're not bothering me. Good fences make good neighbors. Good Raycons make good neighbors, too. Raycon makes great sound available to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And guess what? If you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. And they don't just look great. Raycons perform wherever you take them with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. You've heard me say all this before, so if you still don't have a pair of Raycons, I've really got to wonder why. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, so feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today was the first full day on the job for President Biden. Oh, I gotta say, that does feel good on the tongue. President Biden, that's like licking the frosting right off the spatula.
That's Stephen Colbert. I guess he wants to lick the frosting off Joe Biden's spatula. It's kind of yucky sound cuts that we have today, but this is the new reality that we confront on a daily
Donald
basis.
John Trump incited the erection.
It's been a rough week. We have a right to laugh like little schoolboys about this stuff.
The New York Post put erection in the headline. They have to do it. The New York Times certainly isn't going to do it. The New York Daily News isn't going to do it. Newsday's not going to do it. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 30 heater. There it is, right there. If you're on social media, look at it. It's a beautiful heater. It's quite tasteful, and it even more important, it keeps you warm. With the Biden administration, get ready for a big increase in energy costs. The Gen 30 heater could save you up to 50% on your heating bills. Order today at EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIEDEAL to get $25 off and free shipping. That's HOWIEDEAL to get $25 off. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you enroll in a third party, i.e. the Patriot Party?
No, I would not. I don't. I think a third party would just split the MAGA vote.
34% say no.
Really, 2/3 would be interested in it, huh? All right, 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. There's a lot more on this what happened with the National Guard, and the first story was actually broken by Politico, believe it or not. One unit, which had been resting in the Dirksen Senate office building, was abruptly told to vacate the facility yesterday. The group was forced to rest in a nearby parking garage without internet reception, with just one electrical outlet and one bathroom with two stalls for 5,000 troops. That doesn't sound very restful to me. Temperatures in Washington were in the low 40s by nightfall. And then this is what one of the guardsmen said, quote, "Yesterday, dozens of senators and congressmen walked down our line taking photos, including Congressman Bill Keating, shaking our hands and thanking us for our service. Within 24 hours, they had no further use for us and banished us to the corner of a parking garage. We feel incredibly betrayed." All National Guard troops were told to vacate the Capitol and nearby congressional buildings on Thursday. Democrat and Republican politicians, of course, protested as soon as they were aware of the abuse. If it does turn out that this was a Democrat congressman who Karened out the guard, do you think that Chuck Schumer will still be in high dudgeon about this? Or will he be concentrating on the trial of Donald John Trump? The troops were already feeling abused on Inauguration Day owing to the suspicions voiced by Democrats that some might be conspiring with the insurrectionists. That was Steve Cohen, the congressman from Tennessee, who also accused Lauren Boebert of conspiring with the insurrectionists. But when she took her four kids and her husband and other members of her family around on a tour of the Capitol the day she was sworn in.
The guard is 90-some-odd percent, I believe, male. Only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. You got to figure that in the Guard, which is predominantly more conservative, and I see that on my social media and we know it, they're probably not more than 25% of the people that are there protecting us who voted for Biden. The other 75% are in the class that would be the large class of folks who might want to do something.
This is like a banana republic. Or it's like the Roman Empire, you know, when they were so suspicious of their own troops that they would steal young boys from the outlying provinces, from the rebellious tribes, and turn them into the Praetorian Guard, because so they had no connections to anybody. Many of the Guard deployed around D.C. were given unloaded rifles. This is Glenn Harlan Reynolds, formerly of USA Today. He was canceled there, so he's in the New York Post. The FBI rushed in to vet the troops for disloyalty, and still more damage was done. Never before, to my knowledge, has the U.S. government openly demonstrated a lack of trust in its own military. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he had sent some National Guardsmen from the Lone Star State up to D.C. He said, "This is the most offensive thing I have ever heard. No one should ever question the loyalty or professionalism of the Texas National Guard. I authorized more than 1,000 to go to D.C. I'll never do it again if they're disrespected like this." And as Reynolds says, the division of armed forces into loyal versus suspect units is the hallmark of a banana republic dictatorship. And then, of course, there was Nancy Pelosi saying they should take the nuclear codes away from President Trump. And even the New York Times said, while military officers can refuse to carry out orders they view as illegal, they cannot proactively remove the president from the chain of the command, which is what Nancy Pelosi wanted. This is the New York Times says this. That would be a military coup. That would be a military coup. The Democrats have thrown the word sedition around a lot lately, but trying to encourage a military coup is the very definition of sedition. So now the troops are at the Trump International Hotel, or at least some of them are. Grace tweeted out a picture about that. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So we have a press release now from the Massachusetts National Guard. It has come to our attention that Congressman William Keating has been accused of banishing National Guardsmen to a parking garage after he reminded a soldier of the requirement to wear a mask in all federal buildings, to include the U.S. Capitol. Said General Major General Gary Keefe, it makes no sense and quite frankly could not be further from the truth. Capitol building officials directed those National Guard soldiers assigned to the Senate portion of the school building to move their break area to a parking garage due to the Senate being in session. Keefe said it's that simple.
Oh, so it doesn't have to do with Will Keating?
Well, I'm just wondering here. It's kind of weird that he has been accused of banishing National Guardsmen after he reminded a soldier of the requirement. It doesn't say he didn't remind a soldier of the requirement to wear a mask. But he says Congressman Keating is one of our biggest supporters and a dedicated advocate for the men and women in uniform, et cetera, et cetera. I'll read more of it as we go along. We're going to tweet it out. It's a very strange statement, shall we say?
Yeah, and
why is the statement being issued by the National Guard as opposed to Congressman Keating himself? You know, haven't Democrats been telling us? You know, you're basically guilty until you're found innocent, right? That's what they always say about President Trump.
No, you're right. And it's not amusing how they had the National Guard go to the garage. I think that's terrible. But the fact that this is the worst PR I've ever heard and it's been going on for hours now. I mean, how, you know, a lie goes around the world while the truth is putting on its pants.
I do indeed know that.
You got to get out in front of this stuff. Otherwise, people like Howie Carr and Grace Curley, we're going to run with it.
Yeah, we don't, you know, with all due respect to the National Guard, we want to hear from the congressman about this.
We want to hear from the mask police.
It said after he reminded a soldier. When was the last time you were reminded by a Karen to put on a mask, Grace? That's not what a Karen does.
I was at an arts and crafts store looking for a photo album, and I was 25 feet away from the person, and she told me to put my mask back on. So I said, fine, forget it, and I just left. I didn't make a big stink out of it, but, I mean, I was so far away from her, she couldn't hear what I was saying, so I put my mask down a little bit.
Wait, now here's another statement from the general, because we just got this during the break about Keating. It is not fair that he has been put in this position. What position? Did he or did he not, quote-unquote, remind a guardsman to put on his mask?
And why would Breitbart run with a story saying that that's the reason this all happened? There's more to this. There's got to be more to this.
Yes. And you can, we're going to tweet this. We're going to tweet it out right now, the statement from the press. Taylor, keep calling his office, though. We want to talk to him, or we want a statement from him, either confirming or denying that he confronted this guy. And I want to know where it was. Is there a Dunkin' Donuts in the Longworth office building or the Capitol? Or was it just some... Where did this incident occur?
Right, because it's not just, you know, Massachusetts that's being thrown under the bus for this whole thing. But it's also Dunkin' Donuts. They don't want their name besmirched by this incident.
Incidentally, isn't it Dunkin' now? Hasn't Donuts been consigned to the to the dustbin of history?
Yes, but it doesn't make any sense, Howie, and I'm going to tell you why. It's called Dunkin', but at most places they have a DD. So it's DD, and then they also have Dunkin' signs. So where's the DD if it's not still Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah. This is such a non-story, by the way, is that Jill Biden was dispatched, not Joe, Jill Biden was dispatched today to visit the Capitol to thank the National Guard.
There is a Dunkin' Donuts in the Longworth Cafe.
Okay, that's probably where it was then. Yeah, it was kind of unclear at Breitbart whether it was at the Capitol or in the Longworth office building. But it's okay. That's probably where it was.
Honestly, Howie, I never thought that was really the reason that they all ended up in the garage. I kind of had a feeling that it was probably just a story that happened at the same time. But it's still.
Well, hold up, guys. We now have a statement from Keating.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, good. What does it say?
Leave it to Breitbart to concoct such a baseless story that's been directly refuted by the National Guard. Yesterday, I was with a large number of people in a coffee shop in the House, some of whom weren't wearing masks.
So it's true.
I commented to no one in particular that this has the ingredients of a super spreader event and we should all keep our masks on. A member of the National Guard chose to loudly refuse. That is the totality of what
took
place.
Good for him.
Over 400,000 people have already died in this country, roughly 4,000 a day due to COVID. And if I were in the same situation today, I would say the exact same thing. We all need to do our part, no matter who we are or what we do.
Keating confirms story.
Yeah.
That's the headline I would write. Put that one out too, Taylor.
Howie, in other news, because this is Grace's
news. The Howie Carr Show breaks news.
Speaking of breaking
news. Do you think this will be, let me ask you this, Grace, do you think this will be in the Boston Globe tomorrow?
Oh, no. I've been going on the Globe every day now to see their headlines.
Do you think this will be in the Cape Cod Times tomorrow?
No.
Do you think this will be on any of the local TV newscasts tonight?
No.
No.
This will be, though, Howie. Tom Brokaw. The broadcast legend is retiring from NBC News after 55 years.
Does this mean they're going to take away his hotel room where he used to invite up young women?
Oh, allegedly? Gosh. How dare you? This is his retirement day. This is his historic day of celebration. Does Tom Brokaw get to not wear a mask today because it's a historic day in his life? 55 years is a long time. He's probably celebrating, don't you think,
Howie? That
woman
that he invited up to his office, she's having a peaceful protest today of the fact that he's being honored.
Brokaw helmed NBC's Nightly News as the anchor and managing editor from 1982 to 2004. Wow. And in other news,
yeah.
Howie, I know you covered this yesterday on the show, that Governor Baker unexpectedly decided to take back the curfews, and I think it starts Monday.
Yeah, they've negotiated a truce with the COVID. It starts at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. Monday morning. It's safe to go outside. 4:59 a.m. Monday, January 25th. You'll be killed. You'll be dead if you go outside.
Well, he's not the only one. Gretchen Whitmer eases Michigan restaurant restrictions 2 days after Joe Biden inauguration.
What is the difference here? Why is it so different now than it was just a couple of days ago? I just keep asking myself that. What has changed?
Well, it's
and they've also changed the measures now, the way you measure whether or not you have a quote-unquote infection. Have you noticed that?
Well,
the new threshold level is going to be much more closer to reality now.
I noticed that they changed the COVID dashboard because I got a call from Howard Lawrence Carr the other day saying, I can't read this new way, the new way they have the chart set up. And then after a long pause, he said, maybe that's the point. And I thought, yeah, probably. Considering you're the only one who really keeps on them about that chart, they're probably just trying to make it confusing enough so that you lose interest. That's not going to happen, though. Anyone who knows Howie knows that he's going to keep checking the charts, no matter how complicated they may be.
774 says, does this mean that Keating is also going to slam Biden for not wearing a mask?
Exactly. Exactly. That was the whole thing. I retweeted that story and I said, oh, of course it's Massachusetts, a Karen among us. And then somebody tweeted back at me and said, is this guy going to, you know, tell the Biden family? It's such a double standard. And I loved the answer from Saki. Is that how you say it, Howie? I feel like I keep saying her name wrong.
Yeah, it's Saki, but I call her P-Saki.
Okay, got it. Saying, oh, it's a celebration, it's a historic day. Oh, okay, that's almost like a Karen Polito, like, oh, I was having a graduation party. What does that mean? What does that mean?
It, you know what it means. And, you know, I said this last night. I think you said it again today. You know, she said, we're delivering a message to the American people. I get the message.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same message Karen Polito delivered. It's the same message Gavin Newsom delivered by going to the French Laundry. The mayors of Austin, Texas, Denver, Colorado, they keep giving us the same message. Marty Walsh from Boston when he went down to the wedding in Weymouth.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Right. We get the message.
I've received the message loud and clear. And then, Howie, I started thinking about all the excuses that they've given. And Biden's is good, but I think Nancy Pelosi's was the best when she got caught and she said it was a setup.
It was a setup.
But her and Biden are both the same in the sense that they don't admit any wrongdoing. They just say, like, you know, they just ridicule the people making fun of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, Biden hasn't been made to answer for it. It's going to be Jen Psaki. I mean, he doesn't go. It's not Biden who goes down to talk with the National Guard. They send the wife down. Pretty soon it's going to be Major that they're going to be sending out to these events.
Joe, that fool from Massachusetts got us in a jam.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I absolutely love my new RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth. I really do, guys. I've always wanted a car like this. It's so slick and cool, and I have my sunroof and all my gadgets, and it's just, it really makes a difference in your life if you're driving a car you love. Toyota of Portsmouth has a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. If you want to lease, if you want to buy, they'll always make you feel comfortable and they'll help you get the best deal. They are located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. By the way, Howie, 500 industry professionals demand publishing companies blacklist books by Trump administration officials.
I know. I saw that. Two of those publishing houses where people signed are publishers of my books, Brothers Bulger and Hitman. You think I could get those books published today, Grace? I don't think so.
Well, if I'm a publishing company like Regnery, because I know they have a pretty good reputation for free speech and kind of sticking with that, I would be so excited right now. I'm like, oh, so, you know, it's the old Michael Jordan expression. It's been attributed to him. Sometimes people say it wasn't him. But he said, Republicans buy sneakers, too. And it's like, Republicans read, too. So whoever gets these books and has the cojones to actually publish them is going to make money. Because Republicans buy the books and they don't just put them on their coffee table. They actually read them. So you know, if I was part of a publishing company, I'd say, good, let all of these, you know, Simon & Schuster's not publish these books, and we'll publish them and actually make some money.
You know, the interesting thing about the Brothers Bulger, Grace, at least to me,
what?
I kind of made Keating out to be a hero in there. I got there's 10 pages of that book is about Keating's campaign for the Senate presidency.
Howie, I mean, you had no idea how much of a hero he truly is until now.
He confronted that guy.
He reminded him. Let me remind you of something.
That denier, that deplorable, he told him to put the mask back on.
This is why.
Another courageous move. After 27 years ago, he confronted Whitey Bulger. Today, yesterday, he confronted a Massachusetts National Guardsman.
But you know what, Howie?
He told him to put his diaper on.
This always makes me think to myself, there's something that people should learn at a very young age, and it's mind your damn business. This guy, yeah. Keating, I don't care what he says or how he says he would go and do it again. If he hadn't said anything, he wouldn't have woken up today with the biggest headache of a PR disaster, but he had to stick his nose in it. I'm just saying, like, if you just minded your business and went about your day, none of this would be an issue, but you had to say,
we really all should have our masks on.
As Hank Williams Sr. once said, minding other people's business seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own.
Amen.
Okay, I'll see you later for Police Blotter Facts Friday, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Listen up. This is the best deal you're going to be offered all week. Have you been thinking about buying one of the Eden Pure Gen 30 space heaters. There it is right there if you're on social media. Or the Thunderstorm air purifier. I'm holding that one up in my hand. Well, until Friday, you don't have to buy one or the other. You could get both. With code word THUNDER, you will get a free Thunderstorm when you purchase the Gen 30 space heater. Home heating bills are about to start skyrocketing, potentially costing you hundreds of dollars a month. Eden Pure Gen 30 heater will save you up to 50% on your heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 30 Classic Infrared Heater uses state-of-the-art infrared heat to warm you to the core. It's even been proven to keep you warmer than your furnace and save you money on your heating bills every month. The Gen 30 heater doesn't dry out the air in the room. That helps prevent dry skin. If you have pets or young kids around, you don't need to worry about the heater catching on fire. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word THUNDER. That's nearly a $100 savings, and shipping is free too. Buy the Eden Pure Gen 30, and with code word THUNDER, you'll get a free Thunderstorm air purifier as well. EdenPure.com. You'll never be cold again, and you'll never smell that odor again. EdenPure.com, code word THUNDER. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242. So, these are two different denials, basically, by the way. And we've tweeted everything out, and I know I should be off Twitter, but until Parler comes back, we're not going to get off Twitter. So if you want to read both of these press releases, and they're somewhat different in the actual details here. So Keating says, again, he calls it a baseless story. Yesterday, I was with a large number of people in a coffee shop in the House, some of whom weren't wearing masks. I commented, to no one in particular, that this has the ingredients of a super spreader event and we should all keep our masks on. So he said it to no one in particular. A member of the National Guard chose to refuse loudly. That is the totality of what took place. Okay, so he said to no one in particular. The statement from the National Guard here. This is General Gary Keefe, a major general. It has come to our attention that Congressman William Keating has been accused of banishing National Guardsmen to a parking garage after he reminded a soldier of the requirement to wear a mask in all federal buildings. Am I being too much of a nitpicker here to say that Keating says he said this to no one in particular, and that the major general of the National Guard says he said it to a particular soldier? 508. Where is Keating on the chain of command? And 619 has a really good point here. Howie, it's nice to see that defined tradition with the of the brass, that CYA is still going strong. Yeah, you know, this is why it took so long for them to come up with a response. We started making calls about this around 10 o'clock this morning. It's 6 hours later, because they had to get covering statement from the National Guard before Keating could issue his statement. the press statements were issued simultaneously. It's rather amusing, I would say. I mean, it's not amusing that they ended up in the garage, obviously, because that was terrible. But the good news is, Trump did open up his hotels, and he would have announced, if he were still on Twitter, he would have announced it on Twitter. Everybody would know this, but as it was, the word just had to kind of leak out. It was like it was back to 1983. What's the fax number up there? We're going to send out a fax that the president is opening up the Trump International Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's so ridiculous that he's off Twitter. And again, this is why he's off Twitter, so he can't respond to what's happening. They don't want him to have contact with his supporters. Over 70 million people. Oh, and today they supposedly took four Antifa Twitter accounts down. Do you know how many? Four Antifa accounts. They had 71,000 people, but among the four of them. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.